found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. It is a Monday in the capital city. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you, and you can always get in on the show at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Great show today. Bobby Legeste is going to join us on the Iowa Hawkeyes from Land of Ten. Also, Brian Goodman will be our guest, rush the court on the Big 12. Ben Jacobson, the head coach for the UNI Panthers, coming up roughly at about 5:15-ish. And then we'll round things out around 5:30 or so, 5:35 with Tad Haslop from the Sporting News. Trent, how are you, pal? Did you have a great sports weekend?
Yeah, really ended up enjoying it more than I anticipated. We know the NFL slate was looking pretty good. We got snow games, Army-Navy was ridiculously good. Got a little college basketball in there, some upsets. So, yeah, it was a good sports weekend, Jimmy. Be a chance to rewind, to relax a little bit. And not only that, I went with a little culture this weekend.
This is big.
Yeah, little culture this weekend. Went over to the Playhouse with a little one. We watched The Little Mermaid on the big stage.
How did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it just fine. I don't know the story nearly as well as my wife does, not one that I had seen a whole lot of before Ella came into our lives. But, yeah, it was fun. She was a little nervous early on. She asked to leave about 5 minutes in. Okay, can I go? We had to settle her down. I think she was a little freaked out. Not obviously the cartoon, a little bit different. And so do you know the movie at all? You had two boys, so I don't even, have you ever seen Little Mermaid?
The only mermaid thing that I have ever seen is the one down in Tampa Bay. It's down on the strip area there, and you go in, and there's lots of mermaids walking around.
Okay, so you don't know the story a whole lot. Well,
no.
The antagonist of the story is an octopus by the name of Ursula. She's a witch of the water, and it was played by Jackie Schmeling from KCWI, Channel 23. Who does a morning show?
Really?
Often. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I was looking through the playlist, you know, and reading through the act, and wow, unbelievable. And she was really good. So afterwards, you have a chance to go meet the crew. And I don't know if Ella's going to be all about this. This might be a little bit too much for her. But she went through. She got to meet Ariel. She got to meet Prince Eric. I'm loving that. And then we see Ursula over there. But she went over there. I had to hold her, but she went over and got the autograph from Jackie, and she was very happy afterwards. And all she talked about last night and all she talked about this morning, getting ready for daycare, was seeing The Little Mermaid. So a little culture added to the sports weekend, Jimmy.
Wow.
D.
Wow. I'm highly impressed there, Trent. You are expanding your horizons.
Yes.
As fatherhood is really setting in with you. This is great.
Okay, enough of that garbage.
I enjoy your... Okay, fair enough.
Let's get into the sports, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the weekend then. Look, slump buster for the University of Iowa on the basketball court. You and I said Southern couldn't get here fast enough. It did, although Southern did play with them in the first half, and then they ran out of gas, and Iowa buried them. Mm-hmm. For Iowa State, they were on the court against Alcorn State. Steve Prohm really wasn't that happy with the performance of his team, even though they won easily.
Well, it was a game for a half, and when you're taking a team on like Alcorn State, another one of those bad teams from the SWAC, yeah, I can understand being, and this has been a continued issue for Iowa State, even during the seven-game winning streak now. Has there been times in the first half where they've let teams that frankly shouldn't be hanging around with them hang around? So when you get into Big 12 play, you can't afford bad starts. You can't get up. You can't get behind against the good teams that they're going to see, you know, game in and game out throughout the Big 12 slate. But still, just another building block on this team to get ready for Saturday against UNI, which is just a monster matchup with the Panthers and the Cyclones. Both teams trying to position themselves to make big runs in the conference and maybe have a chance to be NCAA tournament teams. I think we're going to find out even more about those teams, certainly more than what we found out on each side in their victories yesterday. But now for Iowa State, Cameron Laird, he had a double-double. He was hitting the offensive glass hard. And in general, Iowa State really begging the offensive glass. And after being out-rebounded, what was it, 53-30 against Iowa in the game Thursday night, to come back, have that kind of rebounding effort, that's what they're going to have to do. They don't have your prototypical center. They're going to play small at times. They're going to play that three-guard lineup a whole lot this year. Those big guys have to rebound well. And I'm going to guess practice Friday, Saturday, there's probably a lot of talk about rebounding, Jimmy B.
I'm sure there probably was. And look, UNI's got some big guys.
Mm-hmm.
Carlson and Cook can get after it. Yep. You and I both know that. And they will be a load for Iowa State. Iowa State, I think, can probably run a few more players onto the court. I think Hans Brace was going to be an important factor in that game against UNI, as well as Cameron Lard coming off the bench. So this is going to be a highly entertaining game. For Iowa, Trent, it cracked me up because Connor McCaffrey played, and now when you go to some of the message boards, they're anointing him as the next great star. it just cracks me up. Look, they were supposed to beat this team by 622, and they won by 30. So that's about the way that it should have played out. Slump buster, yes. Now they're going to get Drake. How does this carry over then against Drake? Because we're going to get a chance to see Drake tonight in Minneapolis against Minnesota.
Well, I mean, it should be the same kind of thing. Still, Iowa for the team that they have. There shouldn't be any concerns about Drake. There shouldn't be. But will there be? That's a different kind of question mark that certainly you have. I do want to talk to you, though, about Connor McCaffrey. So because of the play last night, I had to watch the game on DVR, and the Sunday night game took forever to get over last night. Ben Roethlisberger, when I got things to do in the evening, stop throwing the football 66 times, please. I had to get back and watch the Iowa game. I didn't get to
bed
till
500 yards. Over 500 yards.
I didn't get to bed till almost 1 in the morning. Unbelievable. But me aside, this isn't about me. Well, it's usually about me, but this is not about me.
Yes, it is.
This is about Connor McCaffrey. So I did watch very closely when he was in the game. He played 17 minutes in the game. And though he is not a break-your-ankles point guard, he's not a guy that's going to have a guy lose his jock and get into the rim and kick out for an open three. That's not who he is. But they played a lot of zone when he was in there against Iowa. And his ability, find the high post, get some high-low action, finding just little gaps in there. The ball moved very quickly when he was in the game. There wasn't the standing around that you saw at times. Quick ball movement. I think he ended up with 4 assists in the game. He played well. He played within himself. He didn't try to do too much. And you're not asking this guy to be a savior. That's not what this is about. But now you have somebody that is a competent backup point guard. And Bohannon is still your starter. He's still your guy that's going to be out there. But at times you can have Connor run the point. You can have Bohannon as the two guard. So you can go that route.
Yep.
And he can go there. You can have a guy, if Bohannon needs a break, you feel confident that you have somebody that can go out there and run the team efficiently. And though Ellingson did yeoman's work for what he is, there are just too many limitations to his game. He's not a point guard. Connor McCaffrey is. Maybe not the point guard that many people want to see, but he is a point guard. If he can give them an effective 12, 14, 15 minutes a game when they get into Big Ten play, something like that, I think this Iowa team has a chance to improve upon what they are. But a savior, no. Let's not make Connor McCaffrey out to be a one-and-done kind of player. He's a nice, competent backup point guard and still just a freshman, and he's going to have growing pains of his own. There's going to be matchups that he, frankly, is going to struggle with that he's going to see. But for the here and now and for what this team needs, that was certainly good to see.
It was good to see. You're absolutely right about that. But that was the kind of spanking that Iowa was supposed to put on Southern, and they did. And good for them. And so now maybe they can right that ship a little bit after that terrible losing streak that they had, Trent.
Yeah, I mean, it's in front of them. It's Drake
coming
up after that. It's Southern Utah, who's terrible, another awful team. You get a little confidence. Then they have that game coming up a week from Friday up in Sioux Falls against Colorado, a decent Colorado team, probably not even an NCAA tournament team, but a chance to continue to build. The beginning of Big Ten play sets up for Iowa to get on a run. They just had to start it. They started it here. Jim, we still believe this team is talented, and something was off about the team. Getting to the NCAA tournament at this point is a pipe dream. They're going to have to go on a ridiculous run. You know, they got something like 20 games left. probably have to be 16-4, 15-5, yeah. You know, something in that range. And for what we've seen over the last 3 weeks, expecting that is too much right now. But some positivity, at the very least, that's what you take away. And we finish up with the Hoops talk, Jimmy B. You and I beating up D3 Dubuque. 80-47.
I tweeted out you and I are starting for UNI in that game. We could have played in that game, Trent.
Well, they
well you could have. Yeah,
well,
yeah, I know. I would have been out there with my walker.
Right.
But look, we get Coach Jake coming up on the show later.
Yep.
This is going to be fun. Talking to Ben Jacobson, he's got some guys that can play, and all of a sudden they have had a terrific non-conference slate and another notch possibly as they're matched up against Iowa State in the Big Four.
Yeah, their next two matchups, it'll be the finish of the non-conference. They have two games left, and it's Iowa State obviously in the Big Four Classic on Saturday, and then they still have Xavier coming up a week from Friday after that. So two more opportunities to get quality victories. At the very least, you'd figure top 100 victories for Xavier, maybe even a chance at a top 25 win for them. They get you and I in a neutral court, Iowa State on a neutral court. They'll get Xavier at home. It's setting up very well. This team, we weren't sure, but they continue to take steps forward. Pickford, you know, that kid, you talk about rebounding, you're talking about the bigs, you know, earlier with Cook and with Carlson, but he's averaging 8 rebounds a game as a 6'4" freshman guard. He's got ridiculous athleticism, just has a knack for the basketball. Tanner Lohaus was able to come out there. He added a little bit. Check that. Wyatt Lohaus added a little bit, had 11 points off the bench as he's working his way back from an injury. I like this UNI team. I like the way they're constructed. And, and we've seen them make runs before. The MVC, though, it's different. The MVC as a whole is off to a very good start. And we talked last week about the Loyola win on the road at Florida and just how good that it is. But now, you and I, they do have a real chance to build a resume. Just got to keep winning basketball games.
I'm with you on that. And look, we said at the beginning, well, maybe now the Valley is only going to get one team in. That still could be the case. But you and I is making a great case right now. With the wins that they have in non-conference, and if they do well, what did you predict that they probably had to go in conference play? Didn't you say they could only lose like 2 or 3 games?
Yeah, I mean, probably 15-3 and then still get to the championship. Now, that's assuming that they can win at the very least one of these next two. And if they win, they win both of them, they beat both Iowa State and Xavier, then maybe even 14-4. And you lose on the road to Missouri State, Valpo, Illinois State, and I don't know, Southern Illinois, you know, something like that. It's tough. It is incredibly difficult. You don't have that chance for the big scalp in conference play anymore. When you had Creighton, when you had Wichita, that helped bolster that resume, that isn't there anymore. You almost wonder if it's time to try to revisit the bracket busters. Remember that? Where they had the bracket busters, and they go out and they match up the good teams. And we saw more and more conferences start to pile away, but still another chance at a quality win. It might be time for the MVC to revisit and see if they can get some conferences to join on. But that's a conversation, Jimmy B, for another day. We got to take a break, all right?
Okay, I'm good with that, pal. Yeah, we got Bobby Legesse coming up from the Land of Ten. We'll dive into the Hawks, some honors for some Hawk and Iowa State football players as well, and we'll do some more basketball with Bobby. Coming up, everybody, right here on the Big Talker 1700.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG. Boom.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Because holiday vacations happen even when payroll is due, call Account Temps. They provide accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
As a bee emoji, there's nothing I love more than a strong shot of nectar. But getting behind the wheel when you're buzzed? That makes me want to sting. Drive sober and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Holidays are about family, traditions, and heritage. If you're Irish, Welsh, or Scottish, the only place to find unique Celtic gifts is a Celtic tradition. From kilts, Celtic jewelry, Balik china, to Irish pride sweatshirts.
A Celtic tradition. 7672 Hickman Road, Windsor Heights.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. We've got you covered on your drive home right here on the Big Talker 1700. And looking forward to having Bobby Legeste on the show, Land of Ten. He joins us right here on the Big Talker. Bobby, good afternoon to you, pal.
Gents, how are you guys doing?
We're doing sensational. Let's start first with some announcements, and pretty nice for a couple of Iowa football players for Jewel and Jackson, Bobby, being named All-Americans.
Yes. Big news for them is that they've got first-team All-American status from enough outlets, the Associated Press and the Football Writers Association of America, to release their teams, join the Walter camp, that those two will receive the consensus All-American status and can get their portraits hung up in Anthem Center in the football complex, which is a big honor for any Iowa player. And those are two guys that, you know, frankly deserved it. Josh Jackson had as good of a year as any cornerback in the country, and you can say the same thing about Josie Jewell at linebacker. So it's good to see guys getting some much due and deserved recognition.
Well, we know the final game for Josie Jewell will be at the Pinstripe Bowl. The speculation is that'll also be the case for Joshua Jackson. You look at mock drafts out there, pretty much everyone that I have seen has him projected to be a first rounder. No official announcement yet. Do you have any idea where he's leaning, talking with Joshua Jackson, if he's going to put it at the very least his name into the ring for the NFL draft?
Yeah, he hasn't said much to the media. He's kind of tried to bat away those conversations like he would have passed headed in his direction by saying he's focused on the season. He's letting his mom handle all that, and he'll deal with it once the season ends. But that being said, it's really hard, I think, for a player to turn down what you don't want to say is a guaranteed first-round spot, because he's not somebody that looks like they're going to go in the top 10. But each time a mock ranking comes out, he seems to be sitting in the first round in almost all of them. So you'd have to think the worst-case scenario for him is that he ends up going somewhere early in the second, most likely in the first. I think it's hard for somebody to turn down that opportunity for the money that comes with that spot. I mean, Desmond King did it a couple of years ago, but he's also conserves as a cautionary tale for Josh in this case, because Des went from, you know, the Thorpe winner first-round draft pick to a guy that split all the way through towards the end of the NFL draft. And coming back to Iowa, while he got to graduate, he got to do a lot of things, it did cost him significant money on that first paycheck.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you sit and a kid has to assess all of that, and you always hope that they get the right advice. Bobby, we've seen lots of times where, you know, the boys are being told, oh, you're the best, and they come out and boom, they're cut and then they're nowhere. So this is always, you know, always something that you you have to assess. What is the big deal with the Pinstripe Bowl? I've seen Mike Halas, yourself, Pat Hardy, everybody doing stories about how Iowa just can't sell any tickets to this. Is it just A, it's the Pinstripe Bowl, and B, it's New York City right after Christmas?
I think it's the fact that it's a northern bowl site, so instead of getting the reward of a chance to go somewhere warm, and even Nashville I think would qualify as at least warmer than New York City, which is where all the fan base wanted to go, you're going to a game that you're going to have to sit outside in best-case scenario with 30-degree weather with no snow in a city that's one of the most expensive cities in the country. And I don't think that's a enticing proposition to most of the fan base. I know my partner at Landa 10, Scott Dockman, wrote a story that posted this morning that said Iowa sold about 2,000 tickets of their allotment. And you have to remember about 1,000 of those is stuff that's already allocated to university staffers, their family and players. So essentially, Iowa's only sold 1,000 tickets to this, and there's still about 5,500 of their allocation that they're going to have to find a way to cover if they don't get sold or not. I think it's a bowl game that people aren't really interested in. People think bowls, they think the South, they think the West. And, you know, the Pinstripe Bowl always struck me as an odd kind of bowl, because unless you're a team from that Northeast corridor, a Rutgers, a Boston College, a UConn, I don't know if there's much excitement for people to want to go there. Now, if you're an alum living in New York City or in the Northeast of Iowa or one of those other bowls or one of those other Big Ten teams, sure, you might be interested in it, but the number of people who will go from that spot of the country as opposed to Iowa traveling elsewhere is significantly less.
So if it goes down this road and it continues and this deep into the process, you figure they're certainly not going to come close to selling their allotment. How much will this hurt the Iowa travel perception as it pertains to other bowl games, or is it a one-year blip? People understand it is New York. It's a difficult sell, and it's not going to hurt Iowa and the traveling base going forward.
I don't think it'll hurt them too much in the future. I think people realize it's New York City and it's a northern bowl game that's played outdoors. I think at any other spot, especially if you're any other bowl in the South, is going to look at it and go, well, yeah, everything against them we don't have. And if you're the Nashville in that Music City Bowl, which is where a lot of the fan base wanted to go, if you have a chance to pull Iowa in the coming years, you're going to take them because there were fans who were vocal on social media that that was where they wanted to go. So you're going to see that Iowa fans will travel, and they will travel to the bowl they want to go to. So I think if you're a different bowl, I don't think it would matter too much.
Bobby Legeste is our guest right here on the Big Talker 1700. Okay, Bobby, take me then to basketball. And I called it a slump buster. Iowa got a chance to play a team that's lousy, destroyed them like they were supposed to, although Southern did hang around in the first half. Where are you right now on this team? Because it's difficult to tell because the team that they played against, the opposition, was so poor.
I think it's hard to be overly optimistic about this team. This was a team that was, you know, NCAA tournament or bust was kind of the conversation point with this team from the players and coaches themselves, justifiably so, for a team that was one of the first teams left out of the NCAA tournament last year. And the issues you thought you might have with this team on defense, concerns at point guard, which has manifested itself in kind of the ball security issues, have been a bigger problem than people realized. And, you know, when they go to the Cayman Islands and drop a couple games, that's an eye-opener for people. And then when they come back and have three games against two Big Ten opponents in Iowa State and drop all three, I mean, I think that shows you right there, this is a bigger process, a tougher process to get this team turned around, I think, than anybody thought. And I think it's a fair question at this point to kind of ask and wonder is if the real mirage with this team is what this team showed at the end of last year when they won all those Big Ten games to put themselves on the verge of the NCAA tournament, and if what you saw, you know, in the first two-thirds of Big Ten play last year and everything you've seen so far this year is more in tune with the real team of who these guys are as opposed to what you saw in late February and early March last year.
Yeah, and a big part of that is also Jordan Bohannon. Yeah, he was putting up double-doubles, and we certainly haven't seen the assist numbers where he was at the end of last year. Is that Peter Jocker? Is there more going on there in your mind?
I think Bohannon not playing as well as I think people anticipated, as he might have hoped, or as the coaching staff frankly probably needed him to, is a good chunk of this, but that doesn't solve the defensive issues, and that doesn't still solve the fact that they don't have a pure point guard, because he is a good point guard, but he looks to score. He fits more in the combo guard, I think, than anything else. Now, the fact he's not scoring hurts them in replacing Jock a little bit, because that was somebody I think they were looking to increase the scoring to help carry them a little bit. I know Jordan spent a good part of his offseason working on his offensive game to be more assertive as a scorer. And so the fact that hasn't come around has hurt him. But like I said, you know, the lack of his offensive game doesn't have much to do with the turnovers that you see virtually from everybody and has no impact really on transition defense at all or any of those other defensive issues that keep seeming to be popping up on a game-by-game basis when they play a quality opponent.
Yeah, well, Bobby, they're going to play Drake coming up. So would Hawkeye fans think, all right, Drake plays tonight in Minneapolis against the Gophers, and then it's the Big Four. I would assume that most Hawk fans believe that Iowa should smash Drake as well. Is that right?
Yeah, they'll be heavy favorites in that game. I think if you're Iowa, whether you're a fan, a player, or a coach, I think this is a great week to have no games coming on because there's a lot this team has to work on. And the schedule isn't going to be overwhelming for them until they start picking up Big Ten games at the end of the month again. So you have a little spot here to try to work as best you can on some of these problem areas. You know, work on that defense a little bit. Get Connor McCaffrey, you know, back in basketball shape because he can help you a little bit at that point guard spot. See what Macy Daly can do because he's looked intriguing in short spurts with the ball in his hand a little bit, who might be able to help him out, and do whatever you can to find ways to improve this team so they can kind of throw a little bit better of a punch when they get back to continuing Big Ten play.
And this is still a young team. Though they have some experience from last year, I saw over at Ken Pomeroy, I think they're 331st, something like that, in terms of experience on this team. So it's frustrating, the expectations for the fan base, and even for us in the local media was this is going to be an NCAA tournament team, but maybe we were just expecting a little bit too much and for this team to gel quicker than normally a young team can.
I really don't think youth is really an excuse in this spot. A lot of these guys played significant minutes last year. I mean, Cook, Bohannon, Penzel. You lost Peter Jock, who was an all Big Ten player, but they seem to have spots where they would be able to, you know, you're not going to replace him. You can move forward and have a team that would, you know, like I said, have the shot at that NCAA tournament. And that looked to be the expectation from people here. Now, all the advanced stats were not as high as Iowa on Iowa as people around here. And you saw a lot of, you know, bracketology people leaving Iowa out of the tournament. So there is a case to be made that it wasn't as good of a team as people thought, but I don't think the issue there necessarily so much as the youth, because those were the same guys that were winning Big Ten games at the end of last year. So there's some disconnect between what happened at the end of the Big Ten season last year and where this team is now, but I don't necessarily think youth is the biggest reason for it.
All right, let me drop this one on you then. It's my contention that Peter Jock is missed much more than people want to give credit to. This was a guy who could light it up. He required double teams. And even though he was suspect defensively, he still could rebound. He still could pass. So he acquired so much attention from the opposition that it made those players, which you just discussed, it made their lives so much easier that the shots were more open and they were able to move without as much, I guess, adversity and get into positions to score. Am I way off base here, or do you think that that is a contributing factor?
It's contributing. I don't know how big it is. It's kind of a yes and no answer, because they won games without him when Peter was out last year, but at the same time, you knew they were the best team they could be when he was on the floor. You're not going to be better without an all-first 10 Big Ten guy there. And the spot they miss him the most, I think, is when you needed a bucket, you knew you were going to Peter Jock last year, whether it was you need a game-winning shot at the end of the game, you need to stop somebody else's run. Any time like that, that ball was going to Peter Jock. Now, they don't necessarily have the guy. You can give it to Tyler Cook. You can give it to Bohannon, but up until, you know, for that Iowa State game, I don't know if you wanted to because he wasn't shooting well, you could give it to a hot hand. So that plays a factor, no doubt about it, but I have a hard time saying just because he's gone, that's the reason for all of this. I think it's a lot of little things coming together that impact this team more than people thought. And the two biggest, I keep going back to, is the defense and the turnovers for this team right now. This was supposed to be a team that their offense was going to carry them if they could just get a few more stops, grab a few rebounds, and get out in transition. That was kind of all they needed to outscore teams. And until they shore up those two things, I think it's going to be really hard for them to do much of anything else. And getting Bohannon around, I think, is vital too, because he's the guy who was supposed to score a little bit more to fill more of that void with Peter being gone than probably anybody else on the perimeter.
A little good news, bad news, as we're wrapping up here with Bobby Legesse from the Land of Ten. Bobby, the Big Ten is struggling as a whole, and not just your Illini and the Hawkeyes here in the state, but after Michigan State and maybe Purdue, who got off to a rough start at Battle for Atlantis but has come back strong, you go through here, and there are major question marks with basically every other team in the Big Ten. Is this going to be a historically down year as it pertains to NCAA tournament teams for the Big Ten?
Man, it could be, because Minnesota is the only other team that's kind of good, and I'm not even throwing them into the same class as Michigan State. Mm-hmm. That's the only team in this league that has a shot at winning the NCAA tournament this year, and Purdue has a shot at probably a Sweet 16 with the way things sit for them right now. Now, it's not just going to be a three-bid league. Somebody's going to win enough games that they'll impress the committee to make it in, but you're right, this is a down year in the league, and while that presents an opportunity for Iowa to kind of climb up the standings here, it also is a problem for a team that needs quality wins to put together any sort of an NCAA tournament resume. If it's going to do that, there's going to be a lot of wins against top 75 teams. You'll probably get a decent amount of top 50, but those top-end wins against top 25 teams are going to be few and far between, and so you're going to have very few shots at those. So it's going to be hard for Iowa to win a lot in the Big Ten and still be able to, you know, if that happens, put together a compelling case for the tournament.
Well, that was going to be my follow-up question then. If this is not an NCAA tournament team, and right now it doesn't appear to be, will fans even get excited if they're back in the NIT?
Man, that's a great question. I think a lot of it will depend and dictate on how the team plays from here on out. If you see improvement, if you see the defense coming around, you can point to Bohannon's looking a lot better. Cook looks like a developing star. The freshman guys inside look like they're ready to really take a leap. You might see people get behind them and say, yeah, we can use this to make, you know, a run, that whole conversation of using the NIT as a springboard for something bigger the next season. But if it's a lot of what you're seeing now of just a team full of inconsistencies, it's all over the place, and wins some and loses some, and then just gets into the NIT field, I think you'll have a hard time finding people getting really excited for the prospects of any sort of postseason basketball.
Bobby Lujess, Land of 10. Bobby, as always, thanks for your time. Good catching up with you again.
Yeah, pleasure talking with you guys.
Bobby Lujess, him and Scott Docterman doing a great job. It's landof10.com, part of Cox Media, and he joins us here on Jimmy B and TC. We'll come back, talk a lot of Big Ten hoops there. We'll talk Big 12 on the other side. Brian Goodman from Rush the Court. We'll talk in Big 12 basketball, Iowa State, Kansas. Couple lost last week, Jimmy B. Concerns down in Jayhawkville, as you can imagine. We'll talk about that more coming up next. More college hoops talk on Jimmy B and TC.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Sponsored by Sprint. Just in time for the holidays, get a great deal on a Samsung device. Hurry into a Sprint store. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/deals. Works for me. Restrictions apply. When you're hungry for great food, a tasty cocktail, or a good glass of wine, a friendly atmosphere and fast attentive service, remember Jesse's Embers at 3301 Ingersoll Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Monday through Friday for lunch beginning at 11 a.m. Jesse serves just about everything, including some of the best steaks you've ever tasted, cooked on an open grill, located right inside. The smells are fabulous. And Marty or Dina stop to check on your meal, and the bartenders, well, they're on your side. Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll, just west of 31st Street.
This is Trent Condon from 1700 KBGG. If you text and drive, you're just as dangerous as someone who is drunk at twice the legal limit. Make zero fatalities your goal and focus on the road.
That's the sound of your in-law's cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel shown only after booking.
The biggest last-minute holiday deals are at Rent-A-Center. Starting December 15th, get anything in the store for just $20.18 until January 6th, 2018. Only at Rent-A-Center. Valid on new agreements entered between December 15th and December 23rd only. $20.18 covers rental fee only through January 6th, 2018. Does not include taxes, optional fees, or service. Beginning January 7th, regular rental rates apply. Regular rate, term, and total costs vary by item selected. Offer does not reduce total to acquire ownership or purchase option amounts. Cannot be combined with other offers, participating U.S. locations only.
Napa Know How.
Screwdrivers are like socks. Somehow the one you need is always missing. Lucky for you, Napa has a 26-piece screwdriver set on sale for just $19.99. Get it to replace lost tools or upgrade your current set for your neighbor to borrow and never return. Again, 26 screwdrivers for just $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/17.
trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we roll till 6 o'clock as we continue afternoon drive time, helping you get home safely. It's always a good time when we get a chance to have Brian Goodman on the line with us. Of course, he pays us to say nice things about him. Rush the Court, the Big 12, and he joins us right now on the Big Talker 1700. Brian, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. How are you?
Everything's good, pal. Let's start first with the Big 12 and in basketball. Is Kansas not as good as everybody thought, or is it because they still have two players that are ineligible to play?
I think it's more the second than the first. Taking consecutive losses in the regular season is not something this team does very often. I think this week was the first time that happened since the 2013-14 season. So the season where they had Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid. So not something that happens very often. And as you said, they are they're very thin this year. They're only playing seven guys, and they're really trying to sort of hide those two guys that they have coming off the bench in Mitch Lightfoot and Marcus Garrett, who are a sophomore and a freshman respectively. So things can kind of snowball on a team that's looking that thin. But like you said, they do have, a forward transfer, Sam Cunliffe, oddly enough, from Arizona State, who just beat them, who just beat Kansas. And he'll be ready to go. I think they play this weekend at Nebraska. So I think he'll help out a little bit there. As you said, they're also still, Billy Preston's car situation is still causing him to miss time. And there's also a possibility now that they could have one of the players who was supposed to be a freshman next year possibly enrolling and getting them a boost this year. So there's a lot of things still up in the air. But in the meantime, Kansas is really pressing here. But it seems like every year they hit a bump or two on the road and then being fine. So I think in the end, they'll be all right, but no doubt they have a few things to fix.
Yeah, defensively, certainly a big part of that and what's happened. You mentioned Billy Preston, the big man who was suspended. Take us inside of that. I know there's a lot of speculation out there, 9-game suspension. We've seen that a lot kind of be that key number as it pertains to the NCAA and maybe extra benefits, if you will. What are people down in your neck of the woods saying about that? Is Preston anticipated being back quickly for the Jayhawks?
We really don't hear too much down here about this situation, just because I think it's a couple things. One, sort of this increased climate where where every school, it seems like, is a little more careful about these situations than they were before. I think, you know, we've sort of been at the point where once a week, you know, Bill Self will say, basically, in so many words, we hope it gets wrapped up soon, but I'm not part of the process. It seems like they're optimistic that he'll get him back soon. And like you said, whenever there is sort of a, you know, punishment or a case of someone taking impermissible benefits, you know, 9 games seems to sort of be that, you know, that magic number or whatever, you know, you would prefer to call it, where they do get the player back. But but on the other hand, it is still sort of an I'll believe it when I see it sort of thing, just because, you know, all these teams have to be so much more careful about these, you know, sorts of cases these days.
Talking Big 12 basketball right now, rushthecourt.net. It's Brian Goodman joining us here on the program. One more on Kansas, and Jimmy B, you can jump in, and we'll take a little deeper look into the rest of the Big 12 here. Bill Self yesterday after the game calling this the softest Kansas team that they've had since they've been there. Message, belief behind it. What did you take from that comment from Self?
I think it's, you know, pretty spot on as far as, you know, what he's trying to kind of do. I think he's, you know, maybe trying to kind of, you know, get this team in a better mindset. You know, this team does not have, you know, a guy you can kind of throw it to and just, you know, make their own play. This team, you know, the small ball system, I think, is the right play for them, but at the same time, they don't really have a Frank Mason or a Josh Jackson to, you know, run downhill, get a bucket, get other teams in foul trouble, that sort of thing. KU is one of the very worst teams in the country this year at drawing whistles, and I think, you know, a lot of that is, you know, with their preference for long range shooting, and it is, you know, working out for them. They're still shooting, I think, over 40% from distance, even though it was kind of their undoing in the game against Washington, where Washington just kind of, you know, moved their zone out beyond the 3-point arc and limited Kansas from getting the shots up. So that's one thing. And then, but the backcourt defensively is just not its usual, you know, tenacious self, I guess. It's not its usual, that kind of tough personnel where you can kind of single out the other teams. You know, in the past, Kansas could kind of single out the other team's best, you know, shooter, driver, throw a guy like, you know, Josh Jackson or, going back a few years, Andrew Wiggins, and it would pretty much just be game over for that team, make someone else, you know, beat you. Arizona State, they killed Kansas from the perimeter, both in terms of shooting and being able to drive and get around Udoka Azubuike and just really make things miserable for Kansas' defense in a way that that doesn't happen very often.
Okay, then let's, in general, the Big 12. With Kansas the way they are, is it TCU? Is it Baylor? Is it West Virginia? Is it Oklahoma? Where are you right now on who's at the top of this league?
I still think Kansas is going to win this league. It's just sort of a situation where you don't bet against them until they've proven that they can't do it, or until another team is, or I guess more pointedly, that another team can take them down. And no, it's not an issue of there not being enough good teams besides Kansas. The Big 12 has historically rated, you know, as the best conference in the country, you know, most of these last 5 or so years here. And then you have teams that that are usually teams like TCU that have historically just been doormats, kind of rising up. They won the NIT last year. They're still undefeated this year. And there's just a ton of great depth here. But it seems like every season one of those top teams you know, just slips up, loses a game it shouldn't. You know, they get swept in that round robin format, and just something conspires, usually around early to mid-February, that leads to Kansas just kind of walking into another, you know, Big 12 title. So this is still a very, very good league, very deep league. 8 of the top 10 teams are in the top 50 in KenPom, which is a huge testament to the overall quality. But I still think even for all of Kansas's struggles right now, you can't really bet against them.
Yeah, it's they always seem to find a way, and maybe this year it'll be one of those that is more like a 14-4. But they're still one of the teams standing there at the end. I think we're going to see that. Hey, want to get your thoughts on Oklahoma as we've seen the domination out of Trae Young, the young freshman. It's just so entertaining to watch. Watching him against USC last Friday night. Entertaining game there. You know, this Oklahoma team, maybe a little under the radar coming into the season, but got a nice victory out of PK80 over Oregon. Here they are. How good can this Oklahoma team be? Just get to the NCAA tournament good, or could you see more than that from the Sooners?
Yeah, there's a lot of different scenarios, I think, that could be the result for Oklahoma. I think the main reason behind that is because they lost their first game in the PK80, I believe, against Arkansas. It sort of kind of robbed them of the ability to stack up some really good non-conference wins. So as a result, you know, the Oregon win is nice, but Oregon's down from where it's been the last couple years. So they're sort of in a position where they have played, you know, cupcakes per se, but they're really going to have to make their hay in conference play to really get a good seed in the NCAA tournament. But I think they can still do that and get maybe something like a six seed or something like that. Mm-hmm. But just they're just. I don't think there have been enough opportunities for them in the non-con to make much of an impression with that part of their resume. This could be a team, I think, that has they end up being kind of a better team than what their resume ultimately indicates. And they may end up even needing to work just to get into the NCAA tournament because of kind of the pressure they're going to be putting themselves under in conference play here. But you're right, this is just one of the most watchable teams. It's almost back kind of to the point when they had Buddy Hield. It's a pretty similar group in terms of, you know, how they play defensively, especially. They don't try to, you know, they really try to funnel the offense into Kadeem Latin, who's their big man, and he's just an excellent shot blocker, and have solid defensive rebounding as well. And the offense, just with Trae Young, he's, you know, like you said, he's a fantastic scorer. But some of these passes, he just unravels from just these weird angles, just behind the backs, over the shoulders. He is really fun to watch, and he's one to keep on the NBA radar for sure.
Brian Goodman from Rush the Court. As always, Brian, good catching up with you. Talking Big 12. It's cold here, but at least basketball. College hoops is back. Good catching up with you again, Brian.
All right, you too. Thanks for having me.
We'll be talking with him a lot, Jimmy B, here in the coming weeks and months with Big 12 basketball right around the corner. And Kansas, how concerned are you with the Jayhawks here in our final 20 seconds?
I think they got some issues. I really do. And I think there are some teams out there, and you and I have talked about them, that can certainly play with Kansas. This is not going to be a walk in the park this year for the Jayhawks. I'm in agreement with what we just talked about with Brian.
Going to be a fun race this year in the Big 12. We'll come back 5 o'clock hour next. You and I, Coach Ben Jacobson, he'll join us at 5:15.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. They've invented Boneless Tuesdays. Get two boneless orders for the price of one every Tuesday. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Yeah, while I was at my lowest, I slept under a bridge a couple of times. I would miss meals all the time.
Whatever I could get from the food bank is what I had to make stretch until I could get to another food bank. It's scary. What I did is I drank a lot of water so that would try to fill me up.
Talk about hungry? I lived in garbage cans. But then when you're hungry, you do what you have to do.
Hope Ministries reminds you that hope begins with a meal. Donate today at hopeiowa.org to feed hungry Iowans and change lives.
Jim Gray from Westwood One here with a Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Turn feelings into jewelry. That's why he went to Jared. An AFC East matchup to end Week 14 as Tom Brady and the Patriots travel south to Miami to take on Jay Cutler and the Dolphins. After a slow start to the season, the Patriots have now won 8 straight games and have the league's leading offense. Tom Brady says improvement in their running game has been a key.
It's been a huge thing for offense. I don't think you can just, count us dropping back 50, 60 times the total ball. I think you really have to defend the running game, and our play actions come off of that. We had a bunch of big plays off play action. You got to be able to do both.
Kevin Harlan and Hall of Famer Kurt Warner will have the call of the Patriots and the Dolphins right here on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Pick up Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $8.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts, and earn double O rewards points on your purchase. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Pete Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fresh-cut Christmas trees can transform any home for the holidays. Right now, they've transformed the Home Depot. Our Christmas tree lot is full to the brim and ready to explore. With fresh-cut trees, fresh from the farm, in all shapes, sizes, varieties, and possibilities, Christmas is in the air at the Home Depot. Come breathe it all in. Together, we'll find the perfect Christmas. And it starts at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection.